Okay, so goblins, huh? This app everyone's whispering about. I get it, you're ready to dive in, but instead of riches, you're just seeing that spinning loading icon.
It's like trying to outsmart a trickster god, right?
Yeah, it can be frustrating for sure.
But luckily, their crack team of problem solvers, I guess, they left us this troubleshooting guide. Let's unpack it, see what's going on here.
Sounds good.
So, right off the bat, they hit us with a hard refresh. Seems basic, but they're weirdly specific about it. Corral Shift R or Command Shift R if you're on a Mac. What's the deal with that? It's not just hitting refresh, is it?
So it's all about what's called the cache. See, your browser, it tries to be clever, stores bits and pieces of websites you visit, images, code, all that, to load them up faster next time.
Like a shortcut.
Exactly. But sometimes those shortcuts get outdated. Think of it like, using an old map when they've changed all the roads.
Okay, outdated map. Got it. So the hard refresh, that's like ditching the old map.
Precisely. Forces your browser to grab the freshest version, no detours through outdated data.
Makes sense. But if that doesn't work, they go full scorched earth on us. Clear your browser cache, they say, like we're into some spy movie, erasing our tracks.
Okay, maybe a little dramatic, but seriously, why is clearing the cache sometimes necessary?
Well, sometimes that browser memory, it gets a little too good. Old data, it clings on like a goblin to its gold, causing conflicts with the new stuff. Imagine trying to fit together puzzle pieces from two different puzzles. It just doesn't work. Clearing your cache, that's like flipping the table, starting fresh.
Love the energy. Though actually doing that, every browser's got its own hiding spot.
Oh, absolutely. Chrome buries it deep in settings. Firefox tucks it away under privacy and security. Safari, forget about it. You practically need a map and a compass. And then there's mobile.
Don't even get me started on mobile. It's like they enjoy seeing us suffer.
But it does make you think, eh? Underneath it all, such different ways of doing basically the same thing, browsing the web.
You got it.
And speaking of different, they suggest sticking to a standard browser. No fancy stuff. Why does that matter?
That's where things get interesting. See, Goblins, it's likely built on this blockchain tech, which is still kind of the wild west of the internet.
Right.
Some people use these dApp browsers, specially made for this. Think of them as like those super secure banking apps, separate from your everyday stuff. They've got extra locks and keys, and sometimes that clashes with newer apps that are still, figuring things out.
So it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, sort of.
Exactly. They're not always playing by the same rules.
So Goblins is ahead of the curve, but that doesn't help when it won't load. And this is where it gets almost comical. Their solution: restart your device. Like, is it really that simple?
You'd be surprised. It's the digital equivalent of turn it off and on again, and honestly, it works way more often than you'd think.
I mean, I've done it.
It's like hitting the reset button on your electronics, clears out the cobwebs, gives everything a fresh start.
And when all else fails, they hit us with the hardest truth of all: patience. Just wait it out. Not exactly what you want to hear when you're ready to dive into the goblin verse.
I feel that, but what they're subtly saying is sometimes it's not you, it's them. Their servers might be overloaded, having a bad day, who knows? It's a good reminder that even in our always-on world, things can and do go wrong on the other side.
Truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've learned how to potentially tame these loading issues, but what's the bigger takeaway here?
Well, we've gone through some essential digital hygiene tips. Good to know no matter what app's acting up right. But more than that, I think we've seen a glimpse of the growing pains of truly new tech. Blockchain, it's exciting, it's pushing boundaries, but those growing pains, we're all going to feel them sometimes. Goblins is just the beginning.
Goblins is just the beginning. Now, that is the thought to leave our listeners with. Until next time, everyone.